Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
One of the biggest questions that we get too, and I'm always seeing this question in our groups, is how to find a good prep center. And I know that you ladies, being the retail arbitrage, online arbitrage queens, that you probably have some experience in giving people advice on how to find a good prep center. I know there's a lot of private label sellers right now that are looking into this, especially our overseas sellers. Can you give some tips? How should they find a good prep center? Do they just Google it and trust anyone? Is there, you know, what's the deal? I would love to, well, let's start with Nicole here.
So I'm going to say the first thing I'm going to do is look for people who have some years of experience. So the ones that I recommend, they have several years of experience under their belt. You know, you can get feedback and references from them. Like you can check their website for references. You can connect with anybody else that you know is using their prep center and say, who are you using and how do you feel about them? But the biggest thing is who has that history of being able to do it. And so, you know, the one that we invited 2 prep centers to be part of it. Because, I mean, the timing, it has to be a God thing. Because under normal circumstances, I would not have thought, okay, 2 prep centers in 1 summit. But the timing of it could not have been better because of the fact that people do need to pivot from whatever restrictions Amazon's going to put in place, or they have to. Because of the fact that, hey, sometimes the warehouse is shut down because somebody in the warehouse has COVID-19, meaning in the Amazon warehouse, you can still have whatever you have going on. Some of these prep centers, they're going to be smaller than Amazon, of course, but again, they're used to working with UPS and FedEx and USPS. They're used to packaging up your stuff. They're used to any special requirements that Amazon is not always going to be able to handle. So if you're a person that you want to throw together a bundle real quick and just going to throw something together like a salt and pepper shaker, just saying, and if you were to ask Amazon to do that, the amount of work that's involved versus a prep center, when you build a relationship right now, the prep centers are like, look, we keep people employed. They do. we help you continue to get sales. And so they will be more accommodating and they'll be more willing to give you discounts. The more work you throw at them. And the other piece of that is, you know, a good prep center, once you kind of established a little bit of some history or relationship with them and some history of what they can do, then you can reach out to them and say, okay, I'd like to be an affiliate so you can help promote them. So if you personally know of a good prep center, I recommend you contact them and say, hey, I've had some experience with you. I want to see if you have an affiliate link because I want to promote you to my entire audience. And so, again, looking for their history, how long have they been doing it? I'm not looking at prep centers that have only been in existence for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days. I want somebody who's got some real experience with, okay, FedEx stopped running, I know you guys all remember last year or the year before in New York. Okay, like I'm going to deal with that. Or, you know, how do you adjust to these things? And they know what's happening. The other thing is a good prep center. The person that I recommend, his prep center also, he used to be a retail arbitrage person. Then he did wholesale. And then he did private label. So he's done different aspects of e-commerce. So he can give you those additional perspectives about, okay, you're sending me your private label product. I think you should do this, this, and this with it so you can continue to blah, 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 whatever it happens to be. And so I just want somebody that has the experience. That's the biggest thing. You can Google a couple of them, but you want to know who's been around the longest.
I think just like you mentioned, just getting on the phone with them, calling them up and saying, tell me a little bit about your background, your experience. And, you know, those companies that are ran by previous sellers or current sellers are really great. And then those that, like you mentioned, even if they're not current sellers, they are hooked in to Amazon. They know what to do. I know there's a couple of warehouses that are currently getting into the merchant fulfill business or the prep center business. And my clients who have gone through those preps, those warehouses are going through some growing pains right now. They're asking these clients to go into Amazon themselves, print out like shipping labels and all this stuff. And I'm like, y'all, go to a prep center. They're going to do all of that for you. Right. They'll get into your Amazon backend. They'll take care of all of that. So just make sure that that you compare a few, just like if you're vetting any service provider, call up a few of them, have a couple conversations, ask them for references, like you mentioned. So I know.
And I was going to say that most of the ones that have been around for a while, they have their own software too, or they have a software tool so you can always track what they're doing. The new ones are not going to have all of that in place. And if they do, they're still going through the growing pains and trying to figure out to make sure that they haven't missed anything. So again, go with the seasoned. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I just, you mentioned bundles and, you know, you're really good at bundling. And somebody gave me this idea the other day about one of my private label products. And since our audience is primary private label, I would love to give them some cool bundling tips. One of the tips that I learned the other day is that you can make virtual bundles. So what I've done to pivot in my business during this time is to actually, I relisted a lot of my products as merchant fulfilled. And then when they sell, I just fulfill them with my FBA inventory. I, you know, click, once the order comes in, I go in and I click create a fulfillment order, and Amazon's been fulfilling those on time within 24 hours. So that's been a great way for me to not have to ship anything out and to continue to make sales. It's worked really good. And then, you know, but for our overseas sellers, I've mentioned, hey guys, find a prep center because you will have to deal with returns if you do merchant fulfilled. You'll have to deal with the returns yourself. And if you live in Australia or Spain, that might be a problem for you to accept a return there. But along that line, someone gave me this cool idea of these virtual bundles that you can do. So you could list your product with another product that's popular that maybe is growing in sales right now that's complementary to your product. And then when it sells, you can virtually fulfill it. So I would love also to hear you ladies' bundling tips right now. What are some things that you're doing to create bundles right now? And what are some really great bundling tips that private label sellers might not know that that you can give us? And you want to start? Yeah, go ahead, Nicole.
Well, I didn't know when Rada was going to start or not, because she's probably going to say, no, I don't want to talk about bundles.
I like to tell Nicole, I say it all the time, but bundling is not my ministry. But I do have some, because I've learned from the best, and I do them when necessary. But I'll say this and then let her take the floor, because I know she's got a lot to say. But the one thing that I encourage people to do as far as bundling is look for those other listings. So one of the things that I'm doing is, like, when I do a bundle, it's usually the same item. I will do those. But when I buy a bunch of one item, I'm looking for, you know, sometimes if you're not aware, there's multiple listings of the same item on Amazon in multiple quantities. So if I have 200 of an item, I'm not just going to list it as a single item. If I'm merchant fulfilling that, I'm going to list it as a double, a triple, a quadruple. And if they've got a pack of 12, I'm going to list it there. Those are the bundles that I typically do. And those are I call them virtual, because even if my products are at Amazon, I'm going to do a merchant fulfill listing, and then I'm just going to fulfill it from my inventory that's up there. Go ahead, Nicole.
I know how she feels about bundles. So yeah, multi-packs are always a good way to make money. So one of the things that I would tell people, definitely do some research on what really makes sense to go together. So if there's already something, and I'll use salt and pepper shakers again. So those two are common. They go together because we always think, when you think of salt, where's the pepper? And, you know, so we always think of that. But what other things could people be buying that might be going with that item? So if you're a person that's selling salt and pepper shakers already, what are some other things right about now that people are running out of? So like the other day, my brother sent me to the store. He wanted some garlic salt. So garlic salt, not necessarily salt and pepper, but if I was selling a combo, doesn't hurt to add garlic salt in there. Maybe there's a multi-pack that already makes sense. So one of them that's very popular, people can go look at it right now, is in Trader Joe's. If you look up Trader Joe's, they have like the bagel seasoning, which is true. And then with that bagel seasoning, you'll see all of the other types of seasoning available. So you'll see the bagel seasoning by itself, bagel seasoning with a 2-pack, bagel seasoning with a 4-pack. And then you'll see the bagel seasoning with like 6 or 7 or 5 or 6 other seasonings that have nothing to do with bagel seasoning. So the fact that they're all seasonings, they're somebody's selling them in a bundle, whereas the other things where they're just doing 2 of it or 4 of it is a multi-pack. So look for things that already, like look it up by name instead of just scanning and see. Because if you look it up by name, you'll be able to find those multi-packs out there. The other thing is look at your product that you're having, you have right now. Maybe it's a private label product. How could this particular product be used for a different purpose? And so a lot of people sometimes are not thinking about, I made this, I don't know. I made a headband. Well, maybe a headband could be used in another way. What else could I use it for? Well, okay, could I strap it around and maybe do like part of my face covering that? Okay, so figure out if your product can be serve multiple purposes. If it can serve multiple purposes, then make sure that you're listing that item, serving that additional purpose as well, or either change the listing in the description and the keywords and whatever to add or incorporate that. And then the third thing is, if I am buying your private label product, what other accessories or ancillary things do I need to either use it or would I use with it? So I know that you do like kitty litter cleaner. I forget the name of your thing. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Jacob Topping actually gave me a cool idea the other day. He said, Amy, you should bundle your cat litter box cleaner with the most popular litters.
Yes. Said, even if that was what I was getting ready to say.
He said, even if you lose money in the beginning, your product will be shown as frequently bought with that litter all the time. And you're
all the time
a ton more of that product. And I was like, yes. Oh, I didn't even think about that. You learn yes. so much from the people that sell multiple brands of different things across many different categories. And so, you know, not as a long-term thing, but as a short-term thing, that's just a cool bundling tip. So.
Oh yeah. And that was what I was going to say. It's like, sell it with some kitty litter for sure, because that's what I would do. The other thing is like, for those of you that got school supplies right now, like school supplies are a perfect example. You know, most people, they probably pulled their school supplies back after back to school. Now you got it listed because people will buy it all day, merchant fulfilled, trust me. Kids, backpacks and stuff are still sitting in their desk or in their lockers at school, and parents are trying to figure out, I can't use this permanent marker for this. I need a pencil. Where's a pencil? You know, so, or where's a composition notebook? So people are needing those things. So selling multi-packs of those, but looking at what other things that you could, that make sense to go together, and how you can use your product in a different way, or what else could go with it. We may not be buying backpacks with school supplies in them, but we need all the other stuff. And what about the construction paper? And what about the crayons? And what about the markers? Like, just put it all together. So even if you have 2 multi-packs that you already did, or 2 bundles, put the 2 bundles together to make a mega bundle. And so there's just so many different ways in which you can, you know, help solve some problems right now. And especially for the kids, parents are going to be looking for stuff for the kids to do all summer long. So if there is a toy that serves multiple purposes, like maybe it's a little miniature badminton table that, not badminton, sorry, but a table tennis thing that maybe also that I can play pool with, that I can also do the little basketball finger thing with, that I, like it does multiple things. Look for those types of toys that you can put together. And then maybe the little balls that would go with it, add that as an extra bundle to go with that multi-purpose toy. So, I mean, I could go on and on about bundles, but because I love bundles.
That's awesome. I love bundles too. I think that I love selling in all different ways. And I love that we are giving our audience today some great ideas and hopefully some motivation to get moving, you know, to feel better. I know one of the biggest problems that people have had is lacking motivation. How do they get motivated? So how are you ladies staying motivated right now? I'll start with Renata. How are you staying motivated on a daily basis? And what's your advice for others to stay motivated? Any podcasts or business books or anything that you're doing to stay motivated right now?
Well, as I mentioned, I'm having a lot of merchant fulfill orders right now. And I know that, as you know, some of the items that I don't have access to die down, some of that'll change. But for anyone that's not doing or hasn't been selling online full time, I'm a full time seller. So every time I open a new bill, I'm motivated to sell. The bills keep coming. And so the sales need to keep coming as well. But if you are, you know, just kind of dreading getting out of the bed, I've got, you know, like a playlist that I'm putting on for my son because he wants to sleep late. And, you know, starts with, you know, I'm happy. But when I hear it come on in the morning, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get him out of bed. And the first thing that I'm doing is I'm getting up, taking care of myself. I've got my prayer meditation time, and then I get a little workout in, and then I'm ready to go. But if, you know, if I find myself like getting in a slump throughout the day, then there's going to be a lot of things that I'm looking at, you know, going forward. This is a time right now for me to make changes, you know, tweak little things, optimize my listings, get everything going so that when, you know, we're not in the PC movement anymore, you know, that my business is operating a little bit better. So if you haven't started your business, just know that on the back end of this, it's not going to look the same. So we've been talking about the future of e-commerce and we're in it. So there are people that are online right now, and most people should be able to attest to this. You're buying things online that you hadn't before. You know, you've got the older people that have never been online that are having to do that now, whether it's a doctor's appointment or getting their prescriptions filled, in addition to the younger kids that may not have been used to getting onto a certain platform to do their schoolwork or whatever. When this is all said and done, people are going to continue to buy online. People that hadn't done it before realize, oh, I can get this delivered straight to my house and I don't have to, you know, go out and actually fight the crowds or whatever. I feel like there's going to be an extreme uptick after this is all over, people that are buying online. So if you haven't started, there's no better time to get started. And if you're already going, just know that on the other side of this, your sales could increase exponentially. Now's the time to find and tweak that perfect private label product, get all of the ideas and everything written down, find out exactly, you know, who your suppliers are that you need to contact. When all this is over, you can come out of the gate running. So that should be motivation for anybody. Like right now, if you've got some downtime, don't spend it in a doom and gloom. You know, spend it thinking about the future. Like I said, I have a feeling when this is all over, people are going to be so excited to get out. They're already buying. They're buying now thinking, you know, when we can go to the beach, I'm going to need this and I'm going to need that. So, you know, just think about all of those things that are coming in the weeks, months to come. People are going to be super excited about. Let that be your energy. Let that be what motivates you. You know, if you like to do something, whether it's a beach or whatever that vacation looks like, let that be your motivating factor now to get your business started or to optimize your business. So when it's done, you can come out of the gate running.
Awesome. I love that. What about you, Nicole? What are you doing to stay motivated right now? And what do you recommend other people do?
Well, you know, I'm going to echo some of the things that Renata said. Definitely, you know, one of the things I tell people to do is just get away from the news. That's hard for all. It's everywhere. It's in your news feeds. It's in your every social media platform. It's everywhere. And you're checking on people that you care about. So it's always in the back of your mind. But, you know, I tell people that I try to focus on the things that are going to help me. The energy around what we are all feeling right now is normal and natural because we are human beings, first of all. So grace and mercy is required not only for others, but for yourself and patience with yourself. But the other side of that is definitely looking beyond right now. And as Renata had said previously, and Andy had echoed, you know, there will be millionaires that may be made after this. You know, from 6 months from now, 9 months from now, there will be millionaires. And not because people are greedy, not because people in the middle of this situation, they continued to move forward. They continued every day to take that next step forward. Next step forward, keep going forward. Don't stop, keep going forward. So I liken it to when I talk about me pivoting way back when we first started, is that the real motivator for me was my kids. I had to figure out a solution many, many years ago when it came to my kids and their therapies because I didn't know the cost of what autism ABA therapy was going to be, speech therapy, occupational therapy. So before COVID-19, I was always trying to figure out solutions to my problems. I was always out there going, okay, I have to think about my kids now Because if I don't think about them now, what will they look like when they're 20 or 30? And how will the world treat them if I don't try to help them while they're little? So it is about truly thinking about the future and not staying in the mindset of where you are right now. It is every action that you're doing today is one step closer to what the future will look like for you tomorrow. That is the way I always looked at it. So for me, it was about trying to figure out, okay, how can I make some money to be able to cover their therapies? What do I need to do? What's my hustle? I sold life insurance. I used to have garage sales all the time. I owned a candy vending business, but I was always in search of solutions. I wouldn't allow myself to stay in the woe is me. I acknowledged it. I would allow myself to have a 5 or 10 minute pity party, but I got up, put my big girl panties on, and I kept moving forward, trying to do what I needed to do, because I knew that Nicholas and Tony were going to go from being 2 years old, to 4 years old, to 6 years old, to 16 years old, to 26 years old one day. And that if I didn't keep moving every single day, what their life could look like if I had stayed in the hole of misery and depression, if I had stayed there, that the world would not be kind.
Music on. I do that for my son. I'm not a big music person, but
I am.
Him, as soon as he's jumping up, you know, I'm like, this is how I'm waking him up every day. And then I take my time, but it gives me, you know, that push that I need to say, we can't stay in this place. You've got to find the bright light at the end of all this and keep moving. It's like Nicole said, you know, what's your family looking at you for? What are they looking at you for? If you're leading a family, you're leading a team, if you're leading, you know, an organization or company, they're looking to you for that leadership, but they're looking for inspiration. They're looking for the light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm always pretty upbeat anyway, but the thing about it now is I have to turn it off, turn the news off, turn it off, turn Facebook off, because it gets pretty, you know, dark there as well. Shut it all down, find your happy place, and stay there for as long as you need to get the movement going. Whatever it is, whether it's looking for the next wholesaler, or creating some listings. I've got a death pile that as soon as I get, you know, as soon as these orders slow down, I'm like, this death pile is gonna keep me busy for years. It's like, so now when I find the time to actually, you know, do it, I'm gonna be happy about getting it done because it's been waiting for so long because there was always something else that seemed more important. But I'm like, okay, just get rid of it. Just, you know, throw it out, just do whatever. Now I'm like, no, I can actually list all of this stuff. And I tell people all the time, if you're looking for something and you can't find it, it's probably because it's in my garage, my attic, or my death pile.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Just keep moving, guys, because it's going to be okay. It doesn't feel like it right now, but I really do believe in my heart of hearts, we will get on the other side of this, whether we get on the other side of this 2 months from now or 18 months from now, we're going to get on the other side of this. And the question will be, you know, after you had your 10-minute pity party, what progress did you make? What thing did you learn? What skill did you develop? Because right now, I do believe God is giving us time, and he's giving us time to use that time wisely. So use that time wisely to make decisions and get things in place that you previously didn't have in place. And use this time now to visualize what your future could look like and put an action plan in place to step into that future. Because we all have greatness within us. We're all capable of doing quite a bit. It's when we get sucked into the vortex is when we're standing still. So step into your greatness. Move forward, figure it out. Allow yourself to grieve if you need to just for a moment, but keep moving because you need to visualize what will your life look like 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And if it's not your life, what will your kids' lives look like? What will your family's lives look like? What will your neighbors or your sisters or your mother's life look like if you take the steps and the action necessary now to do the things you need to do now so that their life can be better in the future?
Absolutely. That's good. Hey, so Nicole first, I don't know if we can find you guys, the audience can find you guys at the same place, but let our audience know where they can reach out and find you.
Well, you can find us in Ecom Seller Summit. I mean, we just recently hosted a summit. You can go to www.ecomsellersummit.com. You can also find us at Ecom Sellers Academy. We help people get started in e-commerce. We help them with retail arbitrage, which is hopping like crazy right now. People are experiencing a second Q4 in retail arbitrage. It's insane. Even though there are some people that have pulled back from going to the stores, there's different ways to do it, and we teach you how to do that. And you can also find us. We have a couple of other pages as well, but those are the two primary ones. And you know, we're here to help people. We're here to serve people more than anything else. We're here to serve people because... Go ahead.
The viewers are on Facebook. One of the things that we do as a service is the Ecom Sellers Mastermind. We encourage everyone to join there. We have a great community. It's a free group, and we just, you know, bounce ideas off of each other. We post news articles in there, and if something comes up, it's a great place to get started. You know, just kind of poke around and ask questions if you haven't gotten started. But there's a group of people out here that have already been through some of the things that you're wondering about. So you might as well get plugged in. Start asking questions. You know, you can find your mojo in there. People that will, you know, jump in and answer your questions and just get started.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. And everybody hang in there. And as usual, if you haven't yet, please rate, review, subscribe on the podcast. We really thank you guys for doing that. If you haven't joined us live yet, please do so. That way you get to interact with our guests, ask them questions as we're doing this, which it's in real time, and you can find some little tidbits and things that you might not have gotten if you didn't get involved. We also stop the recording and have a little bit of time afterwards to kind of have some extra stuff that you don't get if you are just listening to the podcast. So join us live if you can, 1 p.m. Pacific time every Tuesday. To get there easily, you can just go to sellerseo.com/SRT. We'll take you right to the link. It's free to sign up, and then you get to join us here in the meeting and interact with us directly, which is really fun. So thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Yep, that was awesome having you both. And I think we gave everybody a lot of really great ideas of how to pivot right now. I know I've got some new motivation. I'm ready to go. That's why I love recording these podcasts. Thanks again.
I'm glad somebody gave you that idea about adding your kitty litter, because I was going to ask you about that. I'm like, doing that.
All right, guys. Thanks again. We'll see you later.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com, and amazingathome.com.